Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Cassie Stymus. She's the Executive Director of Educational Passages, and this has to do with a student-built unmanned miniature research vessel that started here in Massachusetts from some kids in Kingston and ended up in Australia. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about Educational Passages. You're a nonprofit organization. I think you've got a pretty cool mission.
Yeah, we actually started here in New England, in Maine, and I myself live in New Hampshire. But we have been sending miniature kits to build sailboats. They're 5.5 feet long. They can be research vessels. They can be messages in a bottle. And we send them all over the world for students to do some building, have a STEAM program, and to learn about winds and ocean currents.
That sounds terrific. And there was a group of kids from Sacred Heart in Kingston, and they did just that.
They did. A group of high school students, they actually engaged with their elementary school as well. This is the Sacred Heart School in Kingston. They packed about 50 different handwritten letters that actually made it all the way across the ocean for the students in Australia, and they're now all reading them, which is wonderful.
What kind of a reaction was there? Because I remember as a kid, you think, well, maybe I'll put a little scrap of paper in a soda bottle and maybe it'll get across the ocean. But this is kind of like taking that to the extreme. I think it sounds great.
Sure is. It's been a great reaction. You know, there was this couple that was just walking on the beach, walking their dogs, and up came this little boat sailing towards them. And they got to open it up and read everything inside. And it was actually a teacher that found it. And so she was able to bring it to her school first, which is wonderful.
That is terrific. Now, you've done this with some other schools and other programs. If people want to find out more about what Educational Passages does and a little bit about all the background information, because you do have a lot of interesting information about all the actual scientists that help with this, how can they find out more about your organization?
Sure. We've got a website with tracks and maps and stories at educationalpassages.org.
That sounds terrific, and we appreciate you joining us today. Again, that's Cassie Stymus. She's the Executive Director of Educational Passages. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.